Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Nikki ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Sorry, good. You ain't even gotta tell me. I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high. And try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me. Nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Miss Sophia, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in. We're all talk, no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all because that's what we do. And we're going to get off into some weird shit, that Generation X shit. We just going to be all over the map. But before I go any further, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, yo dude, that dude, rap star. What's the deal, y'all? Y'all with me? Mic check, 1, 2.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Popped up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. More than that bitch, like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements. I can't be rated. Damn, hoes stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, for so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. While these rappers rap about guns, they ain't shot. And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, speed up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This Ace Spade look like an Oscar. Black tux look like a monster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms and feet shackled, I still get paid. All praise is due. I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days. What do I sing phase? Showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion ain't from the other world. Alien superstition. You blind, baby. Blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy. Kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though. Stupid, the flow's filthy. Y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face. And your corny handshake. Cocksucker, we made it. Ah!
All right, y'all. Gotta apologize for that. Got some technical difficulties going on. I don't know what's going on. Still waiting on. Well, Rap Star, you in with me, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, man. Get on in there. Say something to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I know I can hear you now. I heard all
word
kinds
up,
of shit. I'm like, what is really going on? What's good in the hood? But anyway, man. Hey, look, check this out. I got to put this out there real quick because we waiting. But, ladies, I just got to let you know. I don't know what you thought. I don't know how you feel or who taught you this. You know Valentine's Day is coming up. Pussy is not a Valentine's Day gift. I got to put that out there. Pussy is not.
What's not a Valentine's Day
gift? A Valentine's Day gift.
What's not?
I repeat.
What?
I don't know what you thought.
What's?
But let's get to this card and these people have you do. You enough? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's going on with Niecy Honey Dip. But anyway, rap star. What was you saying, my dude?
Yeah. I was saying what wasn't a Valentine's Day gift?
Because I keep going, you know, it's Valentine's Day coming up and I keep going through my timeline and I'm tired of seeing what women. Oh, I got, you know, it's all about the pussy. Pussy is not a Valentine's Day gift. You and your other, whoever, he, she, other, y'all smash all the time. Pussy, I repeat, pussy is not a Valentine's Day gift. I don't know what you thought or who told you that. But it's just not. Step your game up, ladies. Like you want the fellas to step their shit up, y'all gotta reciprocate. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
I mean, what if they do something different? Like I don't know, you look, you know, have a bow on it or something like that. Do something different with it. Like, please, the objective of the night is to get some. You know, what if you wrap your present, you know, unwrap your present in a different way? You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the objective of the night?
Huh?
I mean, that's the objective of the night. I thought it was to, you know, show love. Me personally, I think, my opinion, Valentine's Day is an unnecessary ass holiday. I don't really trip off of Valentine's Day. If I do it, It's for the other person. It's not me. I love you every day. If I do something, I am that person. You can crucify me if you want to, but I am that person. If I love you, I love you every day. I'm going to go above and beyond every day because you deserve it. And if you don't, then fuck it, I'm not, because you don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel you like that. Valentine's Day is like Christmas. See, I don't really celebrate Christmas or like that, but you know when you know the presents isn't the object of the holiday. You see your family and everything like that. People that you really don't rock with only once a year and everything. You say all you know highs and goodbyes and everything like that. And you're like, oh, all right, yeah, I seen you. So let's get to the good shit. What's in the boxes, son? What you got for me? You know, that's what it is. You know, of course you're supposed to show your significant other how much you love them and everything like that, but what better gift to give them than offering, you know, yourself, you know, of course every night, but on a very special night is Valentine's Day. That's special, man. Special. Real special.
Right. I mean you give the special ass every day. Ladies, that's not a gift. Do something. Maybe do an interest with him that he likes. It's not necessarily your thing. But you know what I'm saying, take one for the team. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day is just not for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So but hey, anyway, man, we're gonna go ahead and jump off into them Dollhouse announcements and we're gonna be right back. Hold on. Let's
what?
Get it. Do it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yo, if you just tuned in, you are here with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hey, we gonna go ahead and keep it pushing and get into that. Where to do that at? Supposed to be Rap Star 412. Rap Star, you good, my dude?
Yeah, here we go. My fault. I muted the stuff. My fault. Everything's good. This story right here is I don't know what to say. It's actually within my state. Registered sex offender has been elected the fire chief in PA, in a township in PA. The mayor defends his decision. Now, where they do that at is where they hire sex offenders, you know, let alone, you know, people who, you know, who got felonies for selling crack can't even, you know, work at the local Walmart. But you got an actual registered sex offender as a fire chief. Where they do that at? And it's not only that he's registered, but he was convicted of molesting a 4-year-old girl.
Mm. So now
you're telling me that these politicians, well, it don't really, you know, faze me because I already know what's going down. But now they're just being blatant with it and making excuses of why are they hiring these people who been registered as sex offenders of molesting children. Now they're just, you know, roaming around free, getting these jobs and everything. Where they do that? STL, tell me what's going on, man.
I mean, it's sad to say, you get tired of hearing it because it's so repetitive, but it's the truth. It's just the world we live in now. And I hate to say that because it's just, it's not that I'm dismissing it, but it's like, what the fuck can you do? If they can do it from the highest ranks and get away with those type of things, if you're going to be successful in any aspect, whether it be a business, administration, education, you know what I'm saying? It's a trickle-down effect, and you have to be superior from the top on down. People that are looking up at you, and they see you doing a certain thing, why would I think I need to do anything other than what I see you're doing? You can get away with it.
Right.
Why can't I? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only thing I can really say about that situation is like, there until people see actual repercussions for things, I think it's just going to continue. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like, why can't we do it? Prime example. How can they always say, I don't know, I can't remember? This is always an excuse, I didn't know. When I went to court and I tried to explain, and I said, well, I didn't know, I was unaware, my response was, that reply to me was, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So,
right.
I think about that, and you want people to believe in the system, have faith in the system, but how? Because I still got punished. I didn't know, and I still had to pay the consequences. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And I was told that ignorance of the law is no excuse. So why is it okay at the top But in the middle or at the bottom, shit, at the bottom, because I'm trying to come out the mud. But at the bottom,
right,
it's not okay.
Right. And it's crazy, though, because it's not the fact that I'm hating on the man because, you know, he got an occupation, but it's the fact that you have one of the, you know, the highest levels in government, you know, and the mayor of an individual, you know, the individual, its city itself. And then you have, you know, the state, and then you have the representative, the, you know, there's levels to, you know, politics. And within the United States, each state has its own politics and its own levels and everything. Now, my whole thing is I'm all for, you know, reforming, you know, offenders of anything. But at the same time, when you have people who are getting penalized, they can't get jobs because of a previous, you know, a previous situation that happens, and they're trying to find it hard to get a job, but you got this person who is connected to, you know, some type of connection with the mayor in the city, and now he has a job, but his background has felonies all through it, including, you know, molesting a 4-year-old girl. I have a problem with that. Like, I have a real big problem with that. That's what it just don't sit well with me. So my black ass could be locked up. And for having, you know, an ounce of weed or even a dime bag or a dub sack. But this nigga raped a 4-year-old girl and he's fire chief because the mayor told him, you know, appointed him that.
Okay, so then evidently he was only charged. He was never actually acquitted then, right?
No, he wasn't acquitted. He was charged for it. I don't know if it wasn't recent. Him attacking a 4-year-old girl wasn't recent. It wasn't recent. But it was the fact that he got a job and it was like an outrage in the city. You know, the fact that the mayor appointed a fire chief to a sex offender who is registered as a sex offender. And it's documented that he did attack a 4-year-old girl. That's what the city, you know, is, you know, having an outrage about. You know, where's our moral standards?
I just feel like at this point there are none. I mean, I feel like everything in every facet is just a free-for-all. I mean, he knows what happened. The fact that you're even willing to entertain that, it just sets a bad precedent for everything else, in my opinion.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they should allow it. I don't think it's not okay. They shouldn't condone it. And I think that it just reflects on the people that allowed him to sit in that seat. But see, if you think about it, I mean, nobody's gonna stop them. And if you look at just the way that things are now, and it's sad to say, but the way things are now, it's so fucked up from the top on down. I don't see there being any sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out, rap star. Any sort of
consequence
for the middle or the bottom. Right. Solution, consequences, nothing. I mean, if you tell a kid don't do something and they keep doing it, but they're doing it because you ain't tapping that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they can keep on getting away with it, they're going to do it. It's like you have nothing to fear. There's no repercussions. There is no, I'll get in trouble because even when you do, there's still nothing happens. Nothing happens.
It's just like,
why not keep doing it?
It's just like our commander in chief, you know, online said it was okay to grab a woman by the pussy. Republicans think it's cool to grab a woman by the pussy. You know? Our commander-in-chief is actually, you know, under a microscope right now for sexual assault. But is he impeached? No.
You're gonna make me defend something. It's not just them. Because I've seen, you know, and I, you know, really don't, you know, get that deep into the politics and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some fuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen plenty of Democrats that said that they went that route. You know what I'm saying? You are entitled, you know what I'm saying, at this point. You still can freedom of liberty to do what you feel like you want to do. So we can't just put it on them. We just as a society of women, you know, if you did, then that goes to show where your standards are. And I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave that at that, because you know what I'm saying.
Word.
Because if you uh-huh. heard, you know, all these allegations prior, and you still opted to go that direction, then that was for you. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into this smoke break, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get a little music popping it up, because we got to pay them bills.
What?
And then we'll be right back. Let's get it. I'm going to start seeing them. Dreaming.
Another goddamn diamond.
we go.
All you gotta do is ask for it. And I would dip into my last phone. And if I took a trip around the world, my nigga better have your passport.
Je m'appelle Tiffany, and Bok Mom, the apple of all.
I'm on the way.
Bonjour. Oui, baby. Shit, oui, to you too.
Yeah, that was August Alcina Dreamer. And if you had just tuned in, you were here with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dow House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. Push one if you got something to say. Okay, look here.
Call in.
I'm gonna go a different direction with that. But I saw this statement issued by, of all people, the NAACP. So, me being FGL, wearing the name on my back, I had to say something because I was very, I was disturbed. A man by the name of Rob Chappell, who was the president of the Missouri aspect of the NAACP, issued a advisory, a visitor advisory for St. Louis. And I was so offended by that. He proceeded to say, basically, if you come here to be, make sure that you're ready, bring bail money, and make sure that your people are aware that you are traveling here. So, Mr. Chappell, with that being said, and this is the first thing of its kind that has been done in the 108-year history of the NAACP. Nothing, this has never happened. So I said that as to say, it's so funny how people can make such statements and downplay, not downplay, but put that kind of fire behind something, but they don't have any resolutions. You put something like that out there, but you didn't offer, what is your advice? You didn't offer any sort of resolution, any ideas, any programs. You didn't want, what are you planning on doing about it? You just put that out there like, what is your solution to this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was totally offended that he was just, if this was about your city and they just, you know, the NAACP, that it's never been done before. I don't even know. I'm kind of at a loss for words. That's why I'm stuttering. But I was super offended by that. It's like you can put it out there, but you didn't think to take the time to put out there any sort of solutions to what you feel like is such a problem that you had to do something before that's never been done. What you think about that, Rep Star?
Well, I done some studying back when I was in college about, you know, the NAACP things, organizations like the NAACP and SNCC and all that type of stuff. First and foremost, the NAACP, even though it's an organization to advance colored people, it's not really for all colored people. You know, they was also a part of the movement with the women, the, you know, women getting their rights. Let me put in quotation,
right,
white women getting their rights. So the NAACP that we think we know is not the same NAACP back in the 60s and 70s. Let's just, you know, be clear. It's not.
Okay.
Civil rights, they're not, you know, they're not, you know, worried about civil rights. They're not worried about the, you know, speaking up on behalf of, you know, the black people or the colored people. I know this for a fact because I had a homie who was involved in a police brutality scuffle where the police actually, you know, roughed him up really bad. And he was going to court and the NAACP was, you know, with him. And they kept trying to make the brother settle for less money than what he was, you know, supposed to get. So anything as far as the NAACP, you know, you're right, they are promoting that there's something going on with the city, that the city is somehow ran rampant. I don't know what they mean. I don't know what they're trying to say or trying to target. I don't know what their agenda is, but you're right, STL. You cannot say that there's a problem and not offer a solution. you. I tell these people all the time. Like, there's a person that I work with, and I remember one time I asked him, I said, you know what, you know, I'm kind of having writer's block or something like that. Give me a subject to, you know, write about. He was like, how about black on black crime? I straight up told him, I said, there's no such thing as black on black crime. And he was like, well, why is it? I said, well, for one, because if you actually break down the words, and word is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. If you break down the word and break down the essence of what black-on-black crime means, that means for it to be a black-on-black crime, I have to commit a crime against another black person simply because he's black. I said, you have all of these crimes that are committed in the black areas. Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think that there's drugs sold in our community? We don't bring them in. The drugs don't come in here. They come from outside the source. It's white supremacy. For every cause, there's an effect. For every effect, there's a cause. So for you to go around and talk about the issues in your city or something that you don't like about the city, actually have a round table discussion with people in your community, like STL, to sit down and say, well, what can we do to remedy these problems? And, rather right. than just bad-mouthing the city. You know, that's my whole thing.
You gotta have something somewhere. My thing is, Mr. Chapel, I would love to see you. You know, you'd be surprised who listens to the show. You'd be surprised who catches it or go back and listen to it on demand. You'd really be surprised, Mr. Chapel. You know, if this makes it back to you, hell, I might look up your info and call you and leave some sort of message, and maybe we could come together and try to put some things together. But to just put that order out there and take it upon yourself to do something like that is very insulting to the state. You know what I'm saying? To the city. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we gonna do better, let's do it together in 2018. How about that? Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's Black History Month. Come together, man.
Yeah, let's come together. Let's get some things done, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's keep the topic. Okay, check this out. Okay, so this hot seat. We're going to keep on with the hot seat. Okay. There was a young man recently. His name is Jacob Copeland, and he got accepted to several schools. So, that you know, they had the signing day. You know, he has the hats lined up in front of him. He's doing a whole press conference live, conference. Mm-hmm. And they get down to who you going to sign with. He picks up the Florida hat, puts it on his head. His mom, Alabama down, Alabama shirt, got the, you know, I mean, she's all in. Evidently, she didn't know. But I'm say this. If you've never been to college, okay, no. Let me start with mom. You was hella wrong, because when you grown and you go to in college, life is a different type of life. It really is. If you haven't been to college, trust me, college life is its own entity, and you have to be in an environment that feels good to you. You can't do it for someone else, even though that's not what
right.
she wanted. Let's be clear. He did not do it for you. He did it for him. You know what I'm saying? For her to, at the end, she did, you know, go back and hug him, but she was so petty. Let me tell you why you messy, mom. Because when you got up and left the table, you made it your business to walk around the front of the table in front of him, all the cameras, when there were people standing behind them. So she stands up and she taps the person next to her, like, let me out, like she passing through to get to a seat at the movies. You know what I'm saying? Tapping them on the shoulder, let me through. And gets up and goes in front of the camera, walks in front of, you could have went around the back. That was hella petty. You know what I'm saying? We know, you want your kids to do great things, but it has to be at their own time and their own accord. And again, when you go to college, you have to be somewhere where you feel like that's a comfortable fit for you, and part of it is your environment. You can't get mad at this dude. I feel like she did come back around towards the end, and she goes off because he started crying. You know what I'm saying? I know he had to feel hella bad. You ruined that dude's day. You were so far wrong. And I don't even know how to bring you back and reel you back in. I feel like she made amends at the end because it played in her head. One day, he could be worth millions, and she snapped back. Like, I don't want to fuck it up. Like, I don't want to be that mom to have a relationship with my son, and he's doing his thing. Hella wrong, Rap Star. Tell me what you think, my dude.
Whatever happened to parents being supportive, man? Like, that was... You definitely got to look at it and be like, that was a her moment. Like, she wanted that moment to be, you know, that was mom's moment, you know. You're definitely right. You know, when you go to college, you know, it's a very different life than, you know, either just working the workforce or just being on his. It's hella hard. It's hella hard. And, you know, I think that's really fucked up for her, you know, not to support her son, even though she came around at the end, you know. But the fact is, you know, whatever your child decides to do, you know, you can't choose the future that you want for your kids. Like you said, all the parents want the best for their kids. But
right.
you could set the ground for them, but it's their decisions ultimately what path did they choose. I actually said that to my mom, you know, my freshman year of college. I said, you put that idea for me to go to college, because she told me it was either college or the military. And at the time, the Iraq war was, you know, on and popping. So, you know, I was like, I'm not going over there, son. So I went, and I went to college. And before I went to college, I told her, I said, I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this to make you happy. I mean, I'm doing it for me because my mom has 2 master's degrees and an MBA and everything like that. I want to do it on my own. I want to, you know, find who I am. I want to, you know, find my own little niche and everything like that. Whatever happened to supportive parents? You know, I don't understand why, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's the empty nest syndrome, or I don't know if she just woke up in the wrong part of the bed, or I don't know what, but that is. I'm glad she came around. That's all I got. I'm glad she came around.
I mean, I think it was just that moment, and I think she thought about money. I'm be 100. I think she thought about money. I think she said, my son could be worth millions someday, and I don't want to be the mom that misses out on that. But you was hella wrong. You was wrong for. It's not what you do. It's, you know, it's all about how you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And you was just being hella messy, flat out. Hella messy. I don't know what that was, but I hope that he forgives you. You hugged him on TV and all that, you know what I'm saying, and tried to, woo. But, yeah, that was hella sloppy. Hella sloppy. But anyway, Rap Star, I got a question. I want to move off into messy-ass men. You know I was coming for you, baby. You know I love you, don't you? You know I love you. No, okay. Okay, so recently, his name is Todd. You know, Escape Candy left, and she decided to do her own thing. But we all knew that. They done renamed the group, and they all got new management, all that stuff. Okay. Everybody knows she recently made the cover of Essence magazine, you know what I'm saying? Had a big party, you know what I'm saying? And she invited someone to the party who she wasn't particularly getting along with. And my thing is, if you don't fuck with her, why invite her? To me, that was petty on her part to even go there in the first place. So she kind of bought it on her damn self. But her dude, Todd, gets up there and he goes into this speech and he gets petty like a little bitch, for lack of better verbiage, and goes there on the mic about, you know, you got the haters this and haters that, and it's going to be all right and all that. to me, it is not a due place to get into messy-ass women's feet. Unless you are in their presence and your woman is getting her ass whooped, and you maybe have to pull them apart or something like that, but other than that, it is not a man's place. It's a messy-ass women's shit. What is your opinion on that?
Are we talking about physical or verbal?
I'm talking about just petty ass. Like, you know, let's say your girl get into it with somebody else. And then, you know, they just, it's just a messy situation. You're not going to be in there, I don't know how you do what you do, but I don't see you in there like, you know, like cackling, like you know how women are when they get together and all that petty cackling back and forth, you know, trying to be, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's definitely, you know, not a man's place. A man should keep his ears open just in case something pops off, because if somebody jump on my girl, I'm beating somebody's ass. I don't give a fuck. Six girls on one, that's not fair. I'm gonna have to knock somebody the fuck out. But you know, it's a weird situation, because I know guys who actually been in that situation and they wasn't involved in it, and the women got mad at them for not being involved in it, because I think they feel like they didn't have their back because they just was like, I'm gonna just stay out of it or something like that, you know. But overall, no man should get into a woman. You sit back and chill.
In my opinion, it's kind of a catch-22 to, you know what I'm saying, real talk. Because if you get in it to me, you're a petty-ass dude. Like, that's some bitch shit. Leave them to work that out. Because as soon as they make up, the friend that you tried to blast her in any way, all of a sudden, that relationship is in a whole different realm. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to make up. They're going to be mad at each other for a week. Then they're going to be back BFFs and shit. So then it's like, oh, but your dude, your man, your husband, he this, he that. He said I was a this. He said I was a that. Who the fuck is he? Whoopty, whoopty, whoop. And now she don't like it. So if you hadn't stayed out of that shit in the first place, you wouldn't be in that position. Sometimes we create our own damn problems, and we don't even realize it. Men, stay out of petty. In 2018, come off the menstruation and stay out of petty ass shit. Cause somebody act like bitches too. I'm just saying.
If it ain't got nothing to do with you, mind your fucking business. Mind your business. That's all you gotta do. Mind your business. You know what? The funny that you tell of the story, because as I'm thinking about this, similar happened to me. My big sister, shout out to my big sister. My big sister is one out of 13 kids from her dad's side. Me and her, we have the same mom, different dad. So on her dad's side, she's one of 13, and she's the oldest. Now, I'm different because me and her actually lived together, being that we had the same mother. But she had an issue with one of her little brothers, who was a couple years older than I was, and they was having, you know, issues. They was, you know, arguing back and forth, and it spilled over to where he was staying with her, and she kicked him out, and he was disrespecting her mans and everything. And she called me up and she was like, "Hey yo, I want you to beat up so and so." I'm like, "But that's your brother. I don't care. I want you to beat him up." My big sister wanted me to beat up her brother.
Okay.
I was like, she was like, "You got all the muscles. You got muscles and everything. Put them to good use and put hands on them." Now, me being the smart individual I am, I actually went down and I actually had a conversation with him. I ain't really want to fight, you know, especially when it comes to family members. Because like you said, I put hands on him. A week later, they talk and he's staying back with her. So what did that really even solve?
And you the villain.
So I had a conversation with him, and I heard his side of the story, because I already knew what her side was. I heard his side of the story, a lot of the stuff that he said made sense, you know, because I know my sister. I know how she is. So rather than, you know, beat him up, you know, I just, you know, sat him down. I sat her down and everything like that and talked individually. They ended up patching shit together, of course. But if I would have actually listened to my big sister and beat up her brother, a week later they friends now, then I'd be looking like the asshole now. So you got to mind your business, yeah. People. Mind your fucking
mind your business.
If it ain't got nothing to do with you, don't be involved with it. Mind your business.
Right.
People, that's
as
what's
soon
wrong
as
with
they,
people.
As soon,
people
as, I, as, soon as they squash that, you are now the villain. And you don't even know how you got there. You was just trying to, I guess, in your mind, stick up for somebody. You know what I'm saying? To just try to beat her. But you said it out loud, and now they cool, and now you fuck, because now you the villain. So, with that being
exactly.
said, like I said, stay in your lane. 2018, stay in your lane. You have less accidents that way. Real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit. Okay.
Not all of us got AAA and Allstate and shit. So, chill.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Hot seat. All the singers and all the rappers that still hollering gang shit. All of y'all. This SCL said it. I don't care who you are. Matter of fact, the most recent one, Cardi B. I like Cardi B. She cool. You know what I'm saying? She you know, I'm vibing with her. You know what I'm saying? I guess she's the new face of female hip hop. Her and Nicki, I guess if that's what it is. It is what it is. So she is a professed blood. She said it all the time. Okay. Recently she went to an award show and she had on, and it was so far, a blue fur. It was absolutely gorgeous. So she put in the she went to Twitter and said, "I hate Warren Flu, but this coat is too pop." Now, we have a gang 101 right now. If you ain't gang 101, Flu is an insult to the Crips. So the Crips came at her, I don't know how we got in the gang banging on social media. But whatever, if that's what it is, that's what it is now. When I was younger, they threw hands in the street. But Crips got on Twitter and told her, basically, you better get off that shit and we don't want to catch your ass on the coast or it's like that. They basically was threatening, like, don't show your ass up on the coast because we see you, we own you. You know what I'm saying? That's why these kids are looking at y'all. They're seeing y'all. They are emulating you guys. And if you a grown-ass motherfucker, I'm going to tell you what, especially when you got dough, them not your friends. Your entourage and shit, them little peons that follow you around and jumping on and off your tour bus and shit, them are not your fucking homies. They're groupies. They're just trying to be caught on TMZ, walking with you down the street, and that kind of shit. If the shit hit the face, they do not have your back. I know people that to this day is locked up, and I ask a motherfucker, have any of those people that you call your blood brother put money on your books? No. Have any of them tried to interact with you? No. Have any of them did anything? Have they called you? Have they wrote you a letter? Anything? No. But them your brothers, right? Them was your B-dogs. Y'all was down when you was good. But anyway, anybody who is still doing that shit, and you a grown motherfucker, you moguling out here, man, that shit is dead. Get up off that shit and move on. Move on to being some sort of instrument of positivity out here to our people. Because I see how you own it. How? You a grown-ass man. You a grown-ass woman. You 47 years old. You still on that? I mean, Snoop too. Fuck all that. I ain't scared. What are you gonna do? I can say whatever I want to say. It's my opinion. It's my ass. This does not reflect the views of Dollhouse Radio in any way. This is strictly Miss STL saying what you guys say. You got a problem with that? Get in my DM, Ms_STL, and we'll address it later. But as I said, you know what I'm saying? we got to do better. And I'm everybody who does still does that shit is in the hot seat. And I really hope, Cardi, that you don't respond or reply in any way to any, because, I mean, Twitter went at her. So I'm really hoping that she doesn't stoop to the level replying.
Fuck these, man, fuck these Twitter fingers, man. Fuck all that shit. For one, I think anybody who's gangbanging online, real gang, I grew up with an area full of Crips. Real Crips is not going to be on Instagram or Twitter checking out what the fuck you doing. All right? They out here on the streets doing what the fuck they need to do. That's first and foremost. Second of all, the funny thing is the people who are actually in the gangs, Bloods or Crips, don't know the fucking history. Do your history.
Right.
The only reason why the gangs are the way they were right now is because the police put the crack in black and brown communities. Before crack was introduced to the black and brown communities, Crips and Bloods was an offshoot of the Black Panther Party. The real gangsters actually looked out for the community. Even when it started getting bad, when people started selling crack, the drug dealers actually had integrity to them. They didn't sell to kids. They didn't sell to elderly people. They didn't sell to pregnant women. When you go around, when they go around and they circle the neighborhood and everything like that, they gave kids, they, you know, give kids a little, you know, a little money. They looked out for the neighborhood, even though they were still selling, you know, still selling the goods, you know, they still had certain integrity. They, you know, they was like on that Scarface mentality. No women, no children.
Right.
But these motherfuckers over here, they think that just because they wear a red and blue bandana, that it's all good. No, you have to have stripes with that. Now, we don't know the life that Bacardi, true, you know, that Cardi B had before that, but any real gang member know if you're a female, there's only two ways that you're being in the gang. Either you fuck niggas in the gang or you gang banging like niggas in the gang. Now, we know Cardi B's a stripper, so which way she go? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You know.
Hey.
You know, so that's just what it is. You know, that's my whole knowledge of it. If any real gang member know, if you're a female, there's only two ways that you join in the shit. You shooting up shit.
Absolute truth.
Or you popping that thing for everybody in the clique. So,
she a runner.
How the hell you a Blood and your first name is Cardi? You should have just kept the B.
that's true.
Like
that's
if you really claim in that set, man, go all the way. You a Crip, you change all your B's to the letter 6, man. You spell back, don't spell it CK. You spell it double C's, man. Do it all the way.
You gonna do it right,
but
baby.
But you know it's hip hop. It's the new hip hop. It's entertaining. It's
hip-hop.
Not the real hip hop, you know. You know,
right.
It's hip hop. P-O-P, pop, hip hop. So, you know, I'm not too familiar with the hip hop. I'm familiar with the real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the real hip hop. That's all I gotta say on that one.
Shout out on that. Hey, but ain't no ending this shit. Hey, look, real quick, and this will be the second time I have to defend somebody on the line, and I just really don't want to have to. I'm not defending, but I want. It is a little bit of a touche.
Uh-huh.
I'm Rosa. Okay. I said the name. We all know who she is. You know, we don't really fuck with her for real. You know what it is, but. Hear me out. Okay, so she recently, you know, is on, you know, Celebrity Big Brother, and she gets into it with, not into it, but it was a fair, I call it nice, nasty exchange between her and Keisha Knight Pulliam. You know what I'm saying? Where she kind of went in on Omarosa saying that how could you defend such things and this and that? Omarosa bounced back because everybody knows Keisha Napoleon was an avid supporter of Bill Cosby through the things that he was going through. So she kind of, mm-hmm. Took a buckshot out and was like, well, you know what I'm saying? We all know what it's like to stand behind someone, you know, who has a certain type of a scandal or reputation behind them. And I was like, you know what? That was a hell of a comeback. That was a touche. Rap Star, do you think did she get at her on that? Did she get with
her
on that?
No.
Because she put it out.
No.
Okay, go. Then tell me what's
up. No, because even though Bill Cosby was going through his shit, at the end of the day, he was acquitted of all charges. I don't know who the fuck Omarosa is defending, but you can't put Bill Cosby in the same light as that, because at the end of the day, he was innocent. He was found innocent. Now, if you want to talk about the rough patches during it to get to there, then yeah, you could say, yeah, I was defending a person who was under heat, and at the all said and done, we remain victorious. But if what you defending, and there's actually found out proof that you was at, your homie is actually in the wrong, you cannot compare that to a Bill Cosby, because again, he was acquitted. And how I know this, because his trial was in my state, Pennsylvania. So, try again, Omarosa. Black people don't really like you all like that.
And stop wearing all that African shit. You ain't getting back in. The doors is locked. Stop wearing all you got.
Doors
now she wearing the wraps and shit on her head. Got the, you know, the Egyptian clothes. You know, man, come on. You ain't getting back in. The doors is locked and padded. You're not getting back in. Stay where your ass is at, even if you got to be by your damn self. But anyway, I don't know what happened to me, Honey Dip. We lost Tug. I mean, it is crazy, but it is what it is, and we had to do it for the team. Rap Star, go and drop them your information, man. Tell them how to get you.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Search me up. You can also hit up my fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection in Hip Hop. I got a new single come out. It's called Lyrical Addiction. It's out right now on YouTube. Check it out. It's over 4,000 plays right now. Go check out the new video. You can hit me up on SoundCloud, Rap Star. You can hit me up on, again, YouTube, Rap Star 412. And also hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412.
Yeah, you know what it is. Hey, we appreciate everybody that took their time to get with us today, man. We here each and every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central Time. Get at us. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. We out. Dow House.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at 10th day, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Could you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my earth. spent at the mall all day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly all day, nigga? Take your P.O. How long you been high all day, nigga? Post some here now for my niggas that die all day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side all day, nigga. Now already know I'm shaking the shower all day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop all day, nigga. I could do this all day, boy.